You're listening to the Stick Figure Podcast.
Can you call me Little Willy?
Like he's a badass raccoon.
Nobody's listening to this.
Well, hello, beautiful.
I learned it from Chuck Norris.
That was my perception.
All right, hey, what is up, Internet? You are listening to the Stick Figure Podcast, available on the Internet. And other places that connect to the World Wide Web.
So the Internet.
Yeah, so the Internet. And I don't know how you're listening. You're probably not. Well, if you're listening, then you are. This is a bad intro.
We'll have to edit this.
Cut out all the Jeb. The Jeb. What?
Jeb.
I'm responding well to the pressure of the three-person podcast.
We got three people today.
Only three people.
As always.
Adagio was one of them.
Okay, Adagio is one of them. I was going to do my normal point at him, but...
And Ryan. Today.
Ryan is also one of them. We managed to talk over each other every time someone introduced themselves.
We sure did.
This is an actual name this time.
That's true. That's an improvement.
Vanilla Bear.
I should have said Vanilla Bear. No one would have got that.
This is going to be a low-volume podcast, but I'm fine with it because I can boost
the audio. Should I get closer to the mic?
Yeah, you can talk louder. You can do whatever, just as long as we're about talking the same volume. Volume.
I need...
there is a website in GTA 4 called volumeforless.com. Well, and, you can go there on the phone. Someone created their own version of their site. And it redirects to the weirdest thing I've ever seen. We're pulling it up right now.
What?
Hey.
Okay.
Oh, what does it say?
I'll feed you all sorts of things if you want.
Hmm?
That just makes me really uncomfortable.
I forgot. I think it's you go onto the Victoria's Secret website, and there's like a hidden Easter egg on the website where dinosaur heads pop up. If you type in like a certain thing and you press... one of the arrow keys, dinosaur heads will just pop up.
That, I want to see that.
It's really weird.
There are a ton of websites that just do that to me. Like all the Google Easter eggs.
Yeah,
Penguin has some cool Easter eggs. Did you know that you can get secret furniture and clothing in the catalogs if you click on certain things?
What are you, 9 years old?
Club Penguin was cool, okay?
Cool. Yeah. And cool is a weird word to use when you're nine. When you're nine and you describe something as cool... it's probably really lame.
Like, when your parents, they're like, oh, that's cool. It's not actually cool. They're just saying that, so...
like, that's when
you
don't...
I had a membership to Club Penguin.
Everyone probably...
What was the other thing that people always...
Wii World.
Neopets. That was big.
My sister had Neopets, and I kind of just took her shit. Remember those little, it was like a collapsible case that... it's pretty much like the Tamagotchi in the middle, but you had the little characters that you can carry around as like an egg.
No, I don't
know. No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right.
You remember that chocolate candy with like, there's like a chocolate egg with little candies on the inside. Do you guys remember those?
Oh, the Wonder Balls?
Wonder Balls.
Wonder Balls.
Oh, those were those things.
Parents, I mean, I think maybe one time I got one.
Well, I mean, there's nothing... redeeming in that at all. It's a ball of chocolate.
With candy, with like sweet tarts in it.
Yeah, like, because then it's like, oh, well, it's a ball of chocolate. We can get him a ball of chocolate. But it's filled with just straight.
It's candy filled with more candy. How are we going to justify this as parents?
And like,
it's like we caved and gave it to them.
Right? Like, sweet tarts and stuff, that doesn't have ingredients or anything. That's just literally sugar. Just sugar that's been hardened.
Sugar and preservatives, probably.
Yeah. It's just kind
of... I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll still eat it.
Oh, no. It's delicious.
Right. It's wonderful.
But that's with everything.
The tooth decaying goodness.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I know how everything... now that I'm older, I know everything's made. Still buying it just the same amount.
Yeah. You guys remember belly washers?
No. Belly washers?
You don't remember? Oh, they had like the Cartoon Network characters on the lid. Okay, I guess I'm the only one who drank belly washers.
Belly washers.
Google it, you'll know.
That sounds like something I would use to clean up my system.
No.
Like laxatives.
I'm sure someone
like it's like belly Pepto. Washers. Like you get really drunk, you're just like,
I need a belly washer.
You know what? I need a belly washer.
I'm feeling so good. Man, those sliders would hit me.
It's kind of fucked up that, like, they produced and still sold candy cigarettes into the late
2000s. Yeah.
I remember... walking around. I was right, at a wedding once with candy cigarettes. I was like, I'm so cool with my candy cigarettes. Wouldn't want to smoke a real one, though.
Like, they knew.
Those were meant for kids. They were directed for kids.
That was in the candy middle. Candy cigarettes. Like,
smoking is cool.
Well, yeah, it is cool, Dodgy.
Some guy at my work actually said, if a girl smokes, I actually think she's pretty cool. So, hey, maybe the stereotype's
true. Guy's a winner. Speaking of candy, something happened to me when I picked up Adagio. I went to a local grocer, as that is the correct term, and I picked up a bag of a candy that I will not name, because they're not paying us for a sponsorship. Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck that series.
Adagio! We're losing that sponsorship money. Candy companies everywhere, like... That could be us in that slot. We could be getting 26 users every week.
Oh.
Racking them up.
Oh.
But anyway, so I'm self-scanning my candy treat. And this
I love the self-checkout, by the way.
Yeah, it's so much better.
Honestly, so much better.
Plus, I feel like no one is judging me on my purchases.
Yeah, I feel every time I buy something...
Like, every time I go to pick up orange juice, someone's having a good time.
Right.
We'll talk about that.
Or when I buy a cucumber, like, now I can buy a cucumber.
Yeah, when Adagio walks around the corner with his Vaseline and hot dogs.
Yeah. I mean, Vaseline, cucumbers, and a condom. Like, it just...
You know, a condom. You know I'm having a good night. Every time they think of me,
just because you're making a salad in a small area, toss that salad.
Hey. Oh, hey. Back to your candy.
Anyway, my candy. I was standing there checking out, and this lady who works there like sneaks up behind me. She goes, "Hey," and I go, "Oh, hey, person." She goes, "You find everything okay?" I go, "Yeah, I just had the lifesaver." She goes, "Oh. I got these," and she pulls out like a hard candy from her pocket.
No, I love my old.
Like
candies.
She's a magician, just pulling shit out of her sleeves. Like I looked, she had one. Then I looked back down; she literally had four more. In her
hand. It's like it was actually David Copperfield.
She's like
right. Blowing his mind.
She goes, "These are half and half Jolly Ranchers." I go, "Oh, that's cool." And I keep like I'm punching in my pin, yeah. And she's looking over. She's probably stealing my credit.
That's
card.
That's what she was doing. Check your wallet. That's probably not the credit card.
Like, so I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, that's crazy. She goes, "You want one?" I go,
from a stranger?
I go, "You know, it seems like I'm trying to be, like, you know, cordial and...
Don't
want to
be blatantly rude.
I don't want to be a guy who's like,
trust you, lady.
Can you just fuck off while I buy my candy that I'm going to regret buying in an hour? Like... Can you just let me have this?"
Yeah.
And she's like, "Yeah, everyone I've offered them to has said no. Because they don't like the flavors or something." I'm like, "Yeah, they probably just don't like the flavors."
That's what it is.
And she goes, "Well, do you want one?" I go, "I figure if I just say yeah, it'll end the conversation."
And she'll walk away. Did it end the conversation?
It didn't end the conversation. I took one and I go... "Cool," and I put it in my pocket and started to walk out. She goes, "Well, aren't you going to eat it?"
We'll save it for later.
Right.
You know, it's nice. Good. It's a good after dinner treat.
And I just kind of lied, and I'm like, "Oh, I have gum right now." even though it was obvious I didn't have gum, I figured that was a nice way of saying, "Fuck off, please." I'm just.
Well, I got a tissue for you, sweetie.
There's a trash can right there.
Right. It's right there. She like followed me to the door. I'm like, "Oh, well, have a good day. You be careful out there." And that's, you know.
Did she work at Strix? Did she have like a name tag?
Yeah, she had like the smock and the name tag. I didn't read the name tag. And probably
manager, like a cashier just getting off of work.
I have no idea, but she's like, "Yeah, this kid looks like he needs to be uncomfortable."
She just picks and chooses.
We've had a lot of uncomfortable experiences at that Strix.
Yes.
One time, so we went to buy cups to play.
Just say it. We'll water lie pong. At the end. I'll make a disclaimer, being like, it's performance, asshole. If you got to suspend disbelief, come on.
And we were buying Red Solo cups, and the cashier, I'm in my Letterman's jacket, by the way. I'm clearly not 21.
It clearly says his graduation 14. Year on it.
Right. And she scans the cups, and she's like, "So which one of you guys is going to win at beer pong?" So we're just like, well...
That's why I love the self-checkout.
Right. That wouldn't have happened in
what
a self-checkout.
What was someone else's experience there?
I picked up Mike. on the way back from work, and we went in to pick up orange juice because we were going to have orange juice.
Right.
Just going to have orange
juice. Classy individual.
Orange juice party.
Right.
I've heard of those before.
So we go in, and we bought like 2 big gallons. No, we bought 3 things of Sunny D. And we put them down. We also bought some sodas.
Uh-huh.
You know, because orange juice and soda.
Right.
To mix the water goods.
You
know? To water down.
Right. For lunch. For breakfast.
And,
breakfast of champions.
So she goes, oh, so vodka and orange juice.
And, you know,
Mike just goes silent. The champion that he is of social interaction. So he leaves me to, like, exchange money with this person. I go, ha, 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 you caught us.
I was hoping, like, she'd just take it as a joke. She goes, yeah.
I remember those days.
I see kids coming in here all the time. She didn't even remember those days. She still had those days, apparently. Like, she's like, yeah. There was like a woman with her kid in front of us, like a baby, and she goes, oh, you know, she's laughing because, you know, people are being called out on something, and people are horrible to others. And
bitch.
So the old cashier lady turns to the woman with the baby. She goes, yeah, the other weekend we had a party. We had our garbage can punch.
The garbage can punch.
What?
Everyone just brought their own alcohol. We dumped it in a garbage can.
And that gets Mike to speak up. Mike goes, what?
And she goes, well, he's probably taken back by just the thought of dumping, like, all the alcohol into a garbage can.
Like, and she goes, yeah, it's a party where everyone brings their own alcohol, and we all open it up, and we all dump it into a garbage can, and that's the punch. And
that's
like
disgusting.
And Mike once again descends into silence and just takes things and starts walking out of the store. And I go, oh, you guys sure have some crazy times.
You know how to kick a gram.
Like, and then I didn't know how to end that conversation.
Right. Yeah,
I just be like, well, see
you.
Have a good day.
I hope you got just properly wasted.
I'm not good with social interaction myself. I feel awkward almost every time I deliver to someone.
Oh, yeah?
Because, I mean, I don't know what they're thinking, and as we exchange money, it's, oof, you want to give me that? You want to get the pizzas first?
Right,
Some guy took the bag of pizzas from me. Like, you're not supposed to take the bag.
Right.
And he was like, oh, you just hold the bag and I'll pull the pizzas out. Sir, it'd be easier if I just pulled it out for you. I was like,
it doesn't help that you're always putting your dick in the pizzas, though, Ryan. Like,
I'm not supposed to do that?
Well, I mean, you're only supposed to do it if you get, like, a call from a lonely woman.
So everyone, I delivered an old lady with no pants on today. I think I missed the message there. I think I should have skipped work after that.
I mean, you know.
I mean, she offered me all the food.
Boy, I wish this pizza had more sausage.
I got my ass sniffed twice today by 2 different
dogs.
They like smell. I was uncomfortable. Both ladies were trying to hold back their dogs, and then as they're signing for the food, they're just like sniffing my ass. I'm like, what do I do? I don't want to just kick
like,
my dog.
Yeah, because you can't be like, get out of here, stupid
dog. Yeah,
because like, then they're like, whoa, you hit my dog. You're not getting a tip.
Both dogs were easily bigger than me. If they were to like stand up, they were like get on a wall. They would have been bigger than me.
Damn.
So what am I supposed to do? You know,
fuck out of here.
I always wonder about that. Like, whenever I'm walking somewhere and I see a big dog, you know, it'll start barking at you. Every time, I'm like, what if I have to fight this dog?
Chris starts getting ready. He's warming up.
Let's go. Come at me. Like, come at me. Like, I'm like thinking about my battle plan. I'm like, all right, don't make eye contact, but be aware. Be aware. Use your peripherals. Right.
Do I snap the dog's neck like in Call of Duty? Like,
yeah, like, my approach is, I think I let it dive at me, and then I hit the neck and like try to hit it backwards onto its back, because once a dog's on its back, it has to kind of scramble, and then you can get a good kick or two.
Well,
it's, you got to think about it though, because what if you're just, you know, walking around like and then blah, 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 dog's on you.
Oh, there's like a direct relation between people who like pizza and people who own dogs. When I ring the doorbell, I know that the doorbell doesn't work when no dogs bark. It's like, because I'll ring the doorbell and nothing. I'll knock after like 10 seconds. Okay, that hurt me. Like, they know I'm there. the tiny dogs are the yappers.
They just go. Yeah.
It's like they have that small person complex, uh-huh. like a short dude who just wants to fight everyone. Like Joe Pesci. All the big dogs, there's they smell the food. Mm. I'm like the only person that they like because I bring this nice the food. Smelling food.
Like small dogs are way too confident for how they. Like,
they're so loud.
Have you met a Chihuahua Adagio? I mean, come on.
One that sounds like George Lopez anyway.
What?
I mean, yes, I have.
I mean,
yes.
George Lopez.
My grandfather happens to have three Chihuahuas.
So I wasn't wrong in my assumption.
It's not racist so black. If you're right.
He's black.
Like, if I were to walk around and I saw, like, an Asian gentleman performing, like, trigonometry at an incredible rate, I'd be like, that Asian guy's good at math. It's not racist, it's just true.
It's an observation.
I made an educated guess.
Yes, I have seen a Chihuahua.
Anyway, but they like they're like little bags of fur that shiver in 90-degree weather. Like they like broke evolution. Like their eyes are giant, but they are confident. They will charge you with like a "Bruh, take me, bitch, take me," because they know you won't do shit. Because if you kick a Chihuahua, everyone else will kick your ass.
I hate tiny dogs. Right. All the tiny dogs. This lady delivered to probably like a couple times a month. She's holding her dog while I'm trying to give her the stuff to sign, and it's like, it's right in my face. Just put the dog outside.
Right.
I'm clearly coming in like 20 minutes. Uh-huh. Just put it outside, and we won't have to deal with this. People are just always trying to hold back their dogs.
Yeah.
Put it outside. That's what the leash is for.
You ever drop a dog?
I have.
I haven't dropped a dog. My dog has wiggled out of my hands because it's an asshole. It doesn't
like it. Like, I've dropped a dog, and people will look at you worse if you drop a dog than if you, like, drop a baby.
People feel really protective over dogs. I mean,
like, because I have a cat, so I'm used to it, like, when you're holding a cat.
You should throw it. You're like, you should throw it as high
as you Like, you're
can.
Done holding cat, you're just like, bloomp, done with cat.
Yeah, because they'll land every
Yeah, time. They just twist, they do a little, like, Cirque du Soleil flip at the end, and, like, nailed the landing pose, and they sprint off.
Right.
But I was just kind of holding someone's dog, and they were, like, talking. I go, all right, I'm kind of done holding dog.
And so you're used to cat.
I just went, bloom, drop the dog. The dog was already facing up, but it twisted so that its face went first. Like, the dog chose to go head first, and it, like, twisted, its back went over, and then it, like, yelped and sprinted away and hid behind someone. Because it knew that if it, like, went for the I didn't mean to. Like,
I'm used to cats. Yep. One dog just wiggles out of my arms, the other one doesn't even like getting picked up. Like, it knows the spots where hands go to be picked up, and just goes, rrr, rrr, rrr. Don't even do that.
Don't even try it.
How did you drop a dog?
I mean, you know, trying to hold a big dog isn't easy to begin with.
It was a chihuahua.
And there you go.
Is the big dog what you name your dick?
The big dog.
No.
That'd be a pretty good name for your dick, though.
The big dog.
Let me get a timestamp. See what need to remember that for later.
Yeah.
New name, new tattoo idea.
What?
The big dog.
The big dog.
it's right on the right on.
Yeah,
the
like it's right on my waistline. Like you take off my belt, you see the name, the big dog.
The big dog.
Yeah, it's flashing letters around it, so people, the big dog.
It sets people up for disappointment.
That they probably need help finding it.
I never got that joke. Like, you're going to need help finding it. Like,
is it lost?
Is it, like, on the inside of your thigh or something? Like, just a little, like, pimple down there? Like, I know where to look. It might be small, but, you notice when someone has a small dick. Like, you don't have any trouble finding their dick when it's, like, with all my experience.
Well, I mean, I would have trouble finding a small dick because I'm not trying to look for one.
This is true.
But the thing is, when you see a super small dick, you know you saw a super small dick.
I haven't really seen too many dicks to get a judgment on it.
Every day. My job is weird. Speaking of my job, that's a segue for you.
My job sucks.
Doesn't. I love my job.
I hate my job.
I'm pretty content with my... Like, it could be better. It could be
I
worse.
Know I will never find... I mean, as a teenager, I don't think I'd ever find a better job.
No, you couldn't find a less... demanding isn't the right word, but, like... It's a pretty straightforward job.
I mean, yeah.
You get to sit.
The only problem is my work is based on how other people are working. That's the only problem that I have. If everyone's slow, if everyone's messing up, I'm going
to
be late.
To be fair, that's how it is in a lot of situations.
You're a server who drives. You're a waiter who drives.
I'm pretty much a waiter who drives. But the thing is, if the kitchen messes up, I have to drive 10 miles to your house.
Right.
Not just like 20 feet back to the kitchen.
Right, yeah, right.
I like my job.
But there's also something horrible about my job.
Except for the winter.
I'm preparing food in front of someone, and they're watching me do it, and if I make a mistake, because, like, you don't just keep working when you make a mistake. Like, you can feel it happen, and then you stop for a half second.
And they notice that half second that you
and
stopped.
Then you make that decision in your head. You're like, do I just ignore it, or do I restart? And then you kind of glance up at them, and you have to look into their eyes to tell if they really noticed what happened.
Yeah.
And I will happily screw someone out of, like, a quality meal just to avoid that awkward confrontation. I'm like, all right, gonna restart there. What kind of bread did you want again? Refresh my memory. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Just what's wrong with your job?
Honestly, it's just, it's not that it's busy. It's always
busy.
It
seems busy.
It's honestly so,
I would hate
so
to do
busy.
What you guys do.
Because it's so cheap, so many people come, and it's never not dead.
It's fast food, but a diner.
Right.
There's a big dining area.
It's just
because it's crazy that it has a drive-thru.
Steak and Shake
would have a drive-thru.
Yeah.
And honestly, if I wasn't so good at my job,
I
would have quit by
Mr.
now.
So good at his
my
job.
Manager tells me I'm the best at what I do there.
Oh,
I'm
how's Harry feel about that?
I don't care how he feels. He told
We're not
going to
know
best.
How Harry feels because he's not here because his voice is a little raspy.
But when I get to serve, that's cool. But working in the kitchen is not fun.
I know.
But at the same time, serving, I have to deal with assholes, and I don't like dealing with assholes.
Yeah, I get to do everything all at once. So I get to also be in the kitchen and dealing with assholes.
But then
directly.
Again, the servers are assholes too. So there's that.
To be fair, I am also an asshole.
People that are also on the road are assholes. I get pretty angry while I'm driving.
I get pretty angry while I'm working.
I get angry in, like, the most insensible way when I drive. Like, I'll just, like, see a car. It'll do something normal. Like, it'll stop at a stoplight, but a little bit later than I would have liked it to. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, look
God
at you. I'm a
Toyota.
I can just stop whenever I damn well please, because I like Japanese cars. I must have an enormous penis. What with my hybrid and everything? I don't have to compensate for anything. It's just me
right.
Getting angry when in reality I'm angry at myself.
This weather has made people just be so overcautious while driving. People go, like, 5-10 under, and I have somewhere to be.
Right.
Like, if I were just casually driving, I wouldn't be on your ass, but I have a reason why I'm on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And when people piss me off, I just do, like, annoying stuff, like, cut in front of people. I feel bad, but it's like, I have to be somewhere.
Right.
I have a time limit.
Yeah.
I have other pizzas to deliver. People are going to be yelling at me if I don't rush back to the restaurant.
Like,
I become a bad driver.
Right.
And the thing is, like, with people in the winter, is that they have a way of, like, they're overly cautious, but at the same time, they're more aggressive and, like, I need to do this exactly. Like,
yeah.
They're more insistent on doing exactly what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to affect that at all, you can go fuck yourself.
Driving this winter is just terrible.
Speaking of driving, I got pulled over this morning, I told Chris, for having a headlight out. It was 9 in the morning.
How is it out?
Right. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. How is my headlight out, officer? Thanks. Luckily, he let me off with a warning, but I was pissed.
How did you have a headlight out?
It must have been the automatic lights or something on my car. But the fact that he pulled me over at 9 a.m. It's 9 in the morning.
Like, that's a guy who was sitting there, or maybe he was driving about, whatever cops do around here with their, what, -1% crime rate.
What were you saying?
That's just some guy sitting there seeing, like, guy's got a headlight up.
And fucking heat came out of nowhere. I don't know where he came from.
People around here, we don't feel protected by cops. When we
I
see
paranoid.
Cops, we're worried and paranoid that we're gonna have to pay a ticket to pay.
Right.
Like, I should see a cop and be like, yeah, they're fighting for us.
Right.
If I ever needed
not
something,
paranoid.
They'd be there. But no, if I didn't use my turn signal,
mm-hmm. like I'm always like, whenever I see a cop on the road, I still get nervous even though I'm doing nothing wrong.
That's the thing. Exactly. It's terrible. That shouldn't be how,
like,
that works.
I'll be like driving and be like, oh, there's a police officer. Hope he doesn't see that I'm driving.
and if you were to get a ticket for the headlight being out, I got pulled over for my taillight, which wasn't even out. It was just a little broken. You can't get a ticket for that because you're going to have to pay for that ticket and then pay for the headlight.
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense.
So now I have to use the money to buy a headlight to pay for the ticket, and we're back at point A.
It's ridiculous.
It doesn't help that police officers have quotas that they have to fill with, like, a certain number
of
drivers.
You know, I heard that, but you told me...
My mom, she told me, and now that she's going to be a sergeant, that sergeants have to have a quota on tickets. So maybe it's just sergeants, but she told me...
I'm sure it's different for, like, every county and township and everything, but, like... That seems so weird that they're like, well, this many people have to break the law.
Yeah.
And, like, they kind of wink when they say break the law. Like,
what if everyone isn't breaking the law?
Right.
And the cops they're just fine.
They start pulling each other over. Mutiny. Dave, I noticed you didn't use your turn signal at that last turn.
It's always funny when I'm at work and, like, four police officers walk in at once. I'm like, oh, so you guys are all here then.
Glad to see where my tax dollars are going.
No crime outside then? All clear on the streets?
Whenever one person gets pulled over, you'll see three cop cars pull up. And when I got pulled over for my taillight, I saw two cops pull up right next to him. It's like, really?
It's like, you couldn't handle this one on your own.
There's nothing going on.
Cop, back up. He's got a taillight out. Send all units.
It looks like a big motherfucker. Oh, he's reaching for something. It may not just be his license registration. It might be a gun. Come on.
But he walks up to you like, you know you've got a taillight out. He just tosses a knife into your
car. He's got a knife.
Where do you back up here? We finally got some action, boys!
Right.
So, like, whenever something happens, I know there's no cops out, like, radars.
Yeah, like if I see someone pulled over, I'm like, guess I'm going a bit
faster. The radar detector has been one of the best investments. Cause
I wish I had one.
Aren't those
illegal? Or?
Yeah.
That's why I don't have it. That's why I just keep it right at home.
Right. You use that when you're driving to go drink your water in Orange Juice. Remember, people, this is a podcast. It's a performance. Not necessarily true.
But when I first started, I used to always stare at the roads. Because I started out in the summer, I didn't really have to worry about potholes nowadays. Right. Ice. But I would always just stare at the side of the roads looking for cops.
That's right.
Now it's just radar detector.
So, like, if a cop pulled you over... Would you just take that thing and throw it in your glove box?
When I pull over for the taillight, I forgot about it, but because I'm pretty sure where he was standing, he didn't notice it at all. Uh-huh. As soon as he went away, I was like, shit.
You used to replace it with drugs. Like, why not?
Anything but this.
This was expensive.
Adachi was saying his mother, because his mom's a cop, whenever she pulls someone who's an asshole over, she looks for everything.
Oh,
every single thing in the
you
car.
Treat her like a bitch, she's going to be an asshole.
Well, why would you be an asshole to someone who can just lie and make you pay money? Like, if they wanted to, they could screw you over horribly. Like, yeah, he was
right.
He
don't
was
be
going 23 over.
Well, yeah, I'm always saying sir and stuff.
Like, me like, too, as like, officer. Yeah. But, like, don't be an asshole. They won't be an asshole back. Not all cops are assholes.
Yeah. My squeaky voice comes out whenever I talk to cops for whatever reason.
I'm a scared little bitch, officer. Please don't arrest me.
It's either yes, officer, or no, officer.
Yeah,
sir. Yeah.
Like, but the thing is, they constantly come into where I work to get food, so they're like, all right, give me this. I'm like, yes, sir, officer. You got, like, I don't know if I go casual or formal or...
Officer, Dave.
Officer Cedar Lake Police Department.
I see the chevrons. What are you, a sergeant working your way up in the world trying to be, trying to be captain in one
corporal?
Of these things?
Like, I just drop his sandwich like, well, look at me.
They can arrest me.
Oh, no, you're not a joke.
Or you just kind of look at them like, you gonna have bacon on this, you fucking cannibal?
The Dunkin' Donuts is down the street.
I wish we had a Dunkin' Donuts.
There's one by me, but I don't drink coffee.
Honestly,
so it would
right
be...
there by Burger King. Can we just knock Burger King down?
Has
anyone chosen to go to Burger King?
I don't think so.
The only time I've gone to Burger King was to make a McWhopper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then one time we went, volleyball was canceled. That's the last time I've been there. And before that, I can't tell you how long it's been.
Like, it's... Like, I like the nice orange and brown interior that reminds you of being...
And it's so dirty.
Then you look at the kitchen, and you're like, ugh.
Do I and there's only two people working.
And it's always an old lady.
You ever notice there's only two people working ever?
I used to go to Burger King a lot just because I worked right across the street, and I could walk there and get breakfast or whatever.
How is the breakfast?
It's okay.
Do you know, I think I told you. You know Taco Bell has breakfast? They have a waffle taco.
Don't they have breakfast burritos?
I can't think of a better way to start the day.
Sounds delicious.
Just with an asshole full of diarrhea.
I know, right? That's why I would choose to eat McDonald's more, but I know I'm going to be sitting in third hour like,
oh my god, I ate two
McGriddles. Do I have a coli because it's coming out both ends?
I ate two McGriddles.
Oh god, I can't
like,
even
3 weeks
even
ago,
one.
I was, like, going down, it's amazing.
It's the best
ride down.
It's like drugs. It's honestly like drugs.
Like, you got the bacon, the egg, and the cheese, and the, like, syrupy, pancakey, whatever.
Everything
you're just like, this
good.
Is horrible for me, and I'm
But the coming down is...
And then, like, I sat down at my desk, and I'm like, I'm going to be on my phone for a while. Having a poo.
My aunt calls them red dots. Sitting on the phone, then you get up, you have red dots on your phone.
That's so funny.
The problem with that is, like, I'll sit in the bathroom on my phone, and then, like, I'll laugh at something that I'll see, and I'm always worried someone's going to walk by and hear me just in the bathroom, like, just laughing at whatever I might be doing. Like, there's a lot of routes you could take, and none of them are pleasant.
I'll get everything done in the first, like, couple minutes, and then I'll just sit for 20 minutes just on my phone, because I know it's what I'd be doing up there, but just in case there's some stuff that wants to find its way out, I'll just still sit there.
You ever sit there so long you have to use the bathroom again?
No, me either.
I've never had that happen.
Yeah, I feel like I do that a lot because this is a weird thing that I'm proud about.
Your colon?
My colon is incredible. I can be in and out in less than a minute, no matter what. Like, it's incredible. But
do you even have to push? it just kind of falls out.
Honestly,
it's just the clenching and then...
There's a story I want to tell, but everyone's going to judge me. I made a mistake earlier.
You used anal beads. You loosened yourself right up.
How is that a mistake? That's a deliberate choice.
You never accidentally use anal beads.
You just sat down and you're like, what the hell?
Yeah. The hospital didn't believe I just sat down on a Sharpie.
You know, that's actually a very popular subreddit. Like, Sharpies and assholes. Like,
why? I swear, no, I just sat down and I didn't know it was there.
Yeah, I don't know.
One of my favorite shows, Scrubs, have you gotten to this scene yet?
I don't know.
Where,
Because you haven't said which one it is yet.
Well, you would obviously know by what you say. At the hospital, I found this pen in the lost and found box there.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have a lost and found box. We have an ass box. Because they always just take the stuff found in people's asses and put it in the box. They have x-rays of everything that was in people's asses.
That's funny.
You aren't allowed to judge me for this story. It was a mistake. I was a bit shaky.
Oh, man.
I don't know why. I think I was like, I don't know. It was just kind of weird. But I went to, you know, have a wipe. And I kind of missed in my thumb slips and went a little bit up my bum.
I kind of enjoyed it a little bit.
It was just
so I kept going.
And now I can't hold my poop.
That's what my colon's saying.
Next thing I know, I can't move my elbow. It's awful. But no, like, it was just for like a half second, but it was like...
Got in touch with your inner self?
I was shocked. I was like, oh... like, cause I didn't know what to do with
and that's the G-spot.
That's the male organ.
Like, I'm just like, I'm gonna be chasing this feeling forever now.
He looks at would look, oh, this looks so good in my ass.
Nothing would ever compare.
But I genuinely was like, oh, I surprised myself. Like,
go thumb, you don't go limp.
Like, you start with a thumb, then you work. But it was just...
Okay.
I've never made that mistake, and I feel like it...
I pray to God I never make that mistake.
It was horrifying. It was just awful. It was awful.
Are you trying to justify fingering your ass?
Well, I mean, that was the first time it happened by accident. Oh!
Oh. Yeah, Chris got some ass that night. It was his own.
His own ass.
So, where were we? My colon is powerful, and I shoved something up my
Chris's
ass.
Chris's almighty colon.
This kind of reminded me of what you just said.
Oh, one of the Cyanide happiness. The one where they are standing about, as they typically do. And the first guy says, we'll need to do a full cavity search, sir.
Like an airport.
And this is impossible. This is impossible to describe.
There's like two security guards. One puts his hand down his mouth. The other guy puts his hand up his ass. And like, did you just touch my hand? And they're in love. They have their own moment.
That'll be in the link dump.
Yeah, definitely should be in the link dump. Kind of just reminded me of what you just said.
There was another bit on Scrubs where Turk was discovering that everyone lied. Like when they came in for surgery.
Oh, yeah.
And he's standing there and he goes, yeah, the flashlight was out of batteries. And I just...
So you put your penis in it?
He goes, yeah. That show was funny.
I'm a virgin. You're pregnant. Damn it.
I should watch Scrubs.
It's funny.
There are so few shows.
It's like this big fat guy. He's like, ever since that triple bypass, nothing but salads.
Like, I guess refreshing.
It's almost not only relatable. It's a lot of pretty relatable.
It's sometimes. Really relatable, and it's weird to have a show, especially right now, that's funny. With, like, I guess witty, in a way? Like,
I love the writers. That
like, a lot of the humor out there is, like, it's kind of just taking the piss, you know, whatever. It's like, oh, suck at my dick, oh, you know, whatever. Like, it's the South Park style humor where it's kind of
dirty.
Yeah, like, dirt, but it's
like
not...
Like, crude humor?
Yeah, there's the word, not crude humor. Suck at my dick humor. but...
And you suck my mouth.
No, it's just weird to have a show that actually seems genuine.
It's why I really like Scrubs and How I Met Your Mother.
I love
the writers are, they don't have the same jokes, but they're pretty straightforward.
It's a nice balance to have when you can have comedy and still a good amount of, I guess, actual, like, make-you-think humor in a way.
It's a lot of make-you-think humor, and there's a lot of emotion in it, too.
Yeah, like,
you get a lot of investment.
Like, there have been episodes where, like, you always have that moment when something happens and it ends, it cuts to black, and you just kind of lean back and you go,
Damn, that was pretty deep. Yeah.
You kind of open your mouth more than you normally do, just without actually saying anything. You're like, I haven't breathed. I haven't taken a breath in a while.
Yeah.
That's some of my favorite characters in that show, too. Like, Dr. Cox.
Doc is a hilarious. He
is one of my favorite characters in any show.
Ever. He's...
Like,
his rants, anything he says.
Just, I mean, the way he talks, too, is also something that I just love. The way he delivers things. Mm-hmm. Like, he's funny, but a lot of actors tend to rush their jokes.
Yeah.
He completely takes his time.
Works on his jokes.
Like, he'll pause at different... It's just... It's a different flow, which makes that character so different, which is actually... A really nice change. I also really like the janitor. Don't know his name. Don't know the actor's name.
Neil Flynn.
Love that.
It's just the janitor. That's the thing, though. You don't know his name until, like, the last episode.
Oh, really? I'm looking forward to that. Because I care.
Right.
Like, I feel like finding stuff out like that in the show doesn't really matter. Like, when you find out someone's name or, like, who some... Like, I kind of got that in How I Met Your Mother, where I didn't care who the mother was. Like, I knew it would be a woman. Like, I knew that was Kellen. I'm like, her. Like,
and the thing is, like, obviously, like, not telling you the wife, it kind of took back from everything, because you know every woman that he met, it wasn't going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, whenever time he felt really sad because Robin didn't, want to marry him,
mm-hmm.
You knew he was going to find somebody because he's talking to his kids all the time.
Right.
Yeah, so, and like, he's going to have a happy ending. Aunt Robin.
Like, yeah, Aunt Robin, Uncle Barney, Uncle Marshall.
I mean, if they were such great friends, they might as well be aunts and uncles.
Well, yeah, but you wouldn't describe your mom as aunt.
Yeah. I guess
that
not.
That would be weird.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Unless some weird southern...
We are from Indiana.
...familiar. I don't even think that could work, though. Could an aunt be your mother?
Yeah. Your dad's sister. would be your aunt, who could also be your mother.
You know, you're right. So,
if it turned out in the end, Ted and Robin...
I always thought one of them looked a little,
They both got that slightly Jewish look to them.
When they first showed the mother, I was just taken back because I was fine. I was like, awesome, finally get to see what she looks like.
And but she's not that pretty.
I thought she looked cute, but I thought she was cute for Ted, but she looked like a black-haired younger Lily to me.
Yeah, a little bit. Here, I can pull it up right now. But
I think Lily's hot.
Allison Hannigan is so hot.
Super hot.
She's been. She had a weird look about her in season one. Since then, she's just like she's every episode. Better. I'm just like, yeah.
Damn, I'd love to marry that.
Yeah.
To be Marshall Adams.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help that like she's a super like sexualized character.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of her, I'm sorry. Have you guys seen the episode where she stops or she starts smoking again, and she's got that really deep voice? It's so fucking funny. She's like,
it's like that sweetheart,
right?
Yeah. You're such a doll,
right?
I love that voice. That is my favorite voice in the world.
I just love it in class. At a class where we're sitting at a restaurant, we just go off like that.
We have to seem insane to people around us. Because, like, we all just descend into doing the same voice.
When we were sitting down yesterday, I can't imagine. I was looking around, seeing at all the uncomfortable, like, 40-year-old, 50-year-old couples that are just, like, married for 20 years.
Yeah.
Tired of their wife. They, like, look over at...
tonight, sweetie.
They look over at us, and we're just... We can't stop talking.
Right.
Like, the old guy just kept looking at us.
No, Spotify.
Just anyway. Makes me happy.
Yeah. JFK MC. What was that?
Oh.
My brother was telling me that he heard of a band called JFKFC. It's a terrible
band. JFKFC. Yeah. Mad. I am mad.
Like, it's like an awful metal band.
What was that picture?
The picture was like some like old woman's face melting and her eye falling. It was weird. I'll put it in the link.
It's pretty weird.
Baffling, man. Terrifying.
But yeah, it's just kind of weird how that'll happen to you. I'm going to take a minute and just find a topic. I'm going to cut this bit out about 40 minutes in. We're 40 minutes in. We're doing
Wow. Great.
I know.
It doesn't even feel like it.
There's a lot of
I like it.
A lot of conversation.
Walk back and forth. It's been very.
Are you cutting this out, you said?
Yeah, I'm giving us like a 2 minute. Because I haven't breathed in a while.
If I had a glass of water, I would have drank that.
Ryan, you really stepped up. You're being very.
I was trying to step up.
You did. You did a good job.
Yeah.
You,
I kind of.
I want to talk about.
Okay, that. Characters in POV, what is that?
That's something I feel like only. Because I was.
If we talk about something on the top of this, I want it to be Titanfall.
Right, we are absolutely going to talk about that.
Have you seen Titanfall yet?
Yeah, yeah.
We can even go over an hour if we need to. You guys aren't any kind of time frame, are you?
No.
So yeah, we can go over an hour. Pool, I'm going to cut. I don't think we're going to talk about that this week.
I tell guys I'm a virgin, and they always believe it. Really, I just do a lot of Kegels. There was one where I'm sitting in class doing Kegels while typing this right now.
I thought you were saying that to like as like guy to guy, like, yeah, I'm a virgin. People just always take that at face value, like, okay. Almost like an insult, like, oh. How dare you? No, characters in POV is like how...
I love point of view.
Point of view.
Okay, that's what I was thinking when I saw POV. Point of view, like character's point of view, but it was...
Yeah, like how things change when you change the point of view
of
a character.
Oh, is that those tweets that you were talking about?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I do that a lot, where I'll be sitting there working on something, I'll be like, I need to say these words at something.
I know what you mean. Sometimes there's just...
But there's no one, like, next to me that I can be like, here are these words that I thought, so I'm just like, fucking Twitter.
Right.
Yeah. You see, to get it off your chest.
Don't like it, unfollow. That's how I look at it.
For Chris, that's the thing.
Yeah, for me, they actually do just unfollow. There's going to be a hard edit in because I decided halfway through our conversation that I liked this conversation. So there's just going to be a really hard cut yet again in the middle of a podcast. But yeah, so I'll just be I'll be sitting there working on something. I'll be like, I'll make a huge decision in a project. I'll be like, I can't make this decision alone.
when nobody cares, that'll be my validation. People will be like, that's not entirely stupid that it's going to fuck everything up. We could just let them do that. Not that anyone's really reading it, but still, it helps.
Feels whatever.
It's your feelings.
Right, yeah.
That feels better. But what I was talking about with characters and point of view, like, so many things change in, like, a scene or in a show or something when you change who you're seeing it from. Like,
Scrubs does that.
Scrubs, like, if the show wasn't from JD's point of view in Scrubs, if it was from, like, Kelso's point of view.
Oh, like that, okay. Like, okay.
Well, there, yeah, are, some, there are some episodes like that where they make a point to where JD touches him, and it'll be Turk's thoughts, or it'll be Elliot's thoughts.
Yeah, like, because things change entirely. Like, I was writing a scene in my book wherein I decided to cut out one of the point of view characters.
Uh-huh.
Not really cut him out, just make him non. And so I had to write that scene from the other person's perspective, which it was actually a protagonist-antagonist switch to where it was the antagonist in the scene then. And it became entirely different, just how they were looking at things around them, how they perceived what was being said. And I almost, like, it was two entirely different chapters that I wrote by the end of it. Because I wrote this on Facebook.
It's like, you guys ever seen the movie Vantage Point?
Mm-mm. No.
It's almost like that, where one event happens, and it shows it from, like, seven different people's point of view.
Oh, really?
Like, how they're reacting to that, like, what they're thinking. This, like, you said it was two different chapters, pretty much. Like, they made a whole movie, like how people are reacting to different things.
Point of view changes things entirely, like, it just kind of proves to me, at least, that the difference between storytelling and just basic history, like listing facts, is the characters. Yeah. Because you can talk about a room all you want. You do that in history all the time. These people went here, they did this, this happened. You do that any time you create a story, but when you put people into it, that's what makes it interesting.
That's why I feel awkward sometimes. It's like when I'm delivering, because I don't know how people are, like, because I know why I'm doing something, but I don't know why what people are thinking about what I'm doing, like, why I'm doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, because it's just about stuff. Everything has its own backstory in a way, too. Like, say you like The Walking Dead. You like The Walking Dead.
I love The Walking Dead.
You love The Walking Dead. But that show wouldn't be interesting at all, really, if it was from the perspective of one of the zombies.
Well, yeah.
But it would still be kind of telling the same thing. Like, if every time it was just, these are the zombies approaching, you would still see all the major plot points happen.
Yeah.
But without the people involved, it's really just kind of a list of events.
It'd be really funny if there was a zombie in that TV show. That was totally cool with everything. Like, he wasn't trying to eat people. He was just all cool. He's like, hey, what's up, man?
He's just a nice zombie. Like, he just walks in like, I'm just,
like, ugly Americans.
Yeah, like, they're just, like, normal. Like, they walk in, like, everyone's ready to shoot. I'm just looking for a place to crash.
You got some food? I'm hungry. I'm not trying to eat you. I'm trying to get some food.
Like, I don't know why these guys want to eat flesh.
Oof. It's disgusting.
You guys have, like, some Munchables.
Yeah. There's a disease in the zombie population that just turns them back into humans.
Like Rick and Carl walking along, there are two trees, or zombies just eating trees. Nailed that joke. Put the punch on first.
Totally threw everyone off. They weren't even expecting that.
Like, people were on the edge of their seats with that one. I just thought it was kind of interesting how certain things change entirely with point of view.
Yeah, I didn't. That's pretty. Like, it's like a book, like, reading it from the other person's perspective, like, how they would see it.
I kind of wanted Troy to be here when I talked about it, because in Game of Thrones, the books, they specifically have these point of view characters and don't.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, there's this big overarching story, but you only see it through these certain webs.
Uh-huh.
And how, well, like, basically like any other TV show, though.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, when you're very specifically seeing it,
but more for Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's such a big, like,
Game of Thrones. Like each scene's focusing on different people.
Yeah, the,
like,
chapters, those are chapters named. They're named. People, yeah. It's, but yeah, that's characters and point of view. Which this has nothing to do with what we're saying, but I need to make sure we talk about it. Is Titanfall? Titanfall comes out this month.
What is it? March 26th.
March 26th.
I don't even have an Xbox anymore, and I want to buy a new Xbox just to play the game.
It looks
incredible.
Amazing. Like, I'm going to put I guess, first gameplay trailer in Linked Up. Where have you seen Titanfall stuff?
I don't think so. All I've heard is that it's supposed to be the new best game.
Best game ever. Like I was talking about it. I can't imagine if it doesn't win Game of the Year, what game is going to come out to beat it?
Well, that. I mean, this is a great year for games. Just coming out in the next 2 months, you've got Titanfall. Then 5 days later, you've got Elder Scrolls Online coming out.
I can't wait for
it. It comes out on the PC a month and a half before.
Do you need the game to play that?
I don't know. It's probably a new game.
Yeah, it's a brand new game.
Yeah, it's a brand new game. I didn't know if it was like... Yeah. No.
It's all new. That comes out on PC about a month and a half before Xbox One and PS4. Will not have...
You need a subscription? I'm pretty sure you need a subscription. Which I'm not
too... I hate those things.
Yeah, me too. What's cool though, I read, is like, in the game, there is one king, and it's a player.
Oh,
and
really?
Once you're the king, you get all these special abilities that only the king can get. But the king is constantly being overthrown by tougher, you know, better players in the game. You're dethroned, you have those powers still, just not as strong. So I thought that was really cool that anyone could be king, even for a little bit.
The fact that you said that makes me want to play that game 100% more.
There's going to be one guy who gets really good at the game and is king forever.
But that's the thing. Like that.
Can have eight people try to come and take that one king down.
But the thing is, when that one king, why not just rally people to his side? Like, it would actually be like, I'm the king.
And soldiers, yes.
Which
soldiers.
I think is really
like,
cool.
Because, like, I'm the king. I can get anything I want, really. I can start paying people to protect me. I can have my knights literally in front
That
of
would
me.
Be so cool.
My dream right now, for the record, is to become one of the king's right-hand men and kill him. I want to be treacherous.
Get that sneak level to 100, Chris.
You're Brutus.
We shall just stab Caesar.
Oh man, now I have to think of a name that'll be all ambiguous instead. I should name myself Julius Caesar.
Right, you should.
Like, he wants to be king, but he's going to do it the right way.
Are you going to play it on PC or console?
I'm going to play it on PC because it's not coming out on Xbox 360.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to spend $500 just yet. Yeah. Unless I win that $750 Amazon gift card sweepstakes.
I should start doing sweepstakes.
I do that all the time. You just have to press a button, tweet, why not?
Yeah. I have actually won something from Twitter from doing a retweet thing. It was a disc from like a pro player. It was signed. I mean, I'm never going to use it.
That's cool, you won something though.
The thing is, I always think about other... Because my sister tweeted... Are any of those contests really real? And I know I won, but are those things really real, though?
I won my digital copy of Halo Reach like that.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
So, yeah, that was a game. I already had the hard copy, but I was able to sell my hard copy, play it digitally.
Nice.
You know, it's just someone wins. A lot of times, a company like Amazon isn't going to lie about that.
No.
They have $750.
I mean, I would trust Amazon. It's just... It's not even like the trust factor. It's like, oh, am I wasting my time retweeting this?
But then again, your time is click.
Not even just time. It's more of annoying people.
Right. I'm like, I don't want people to see that.
I can retweet everything. And that wouldn't be a problem to me. It'd just be annoying everyone else. Because I know I get annoyed when I see pointless shit that other people retweet.
Right.
See, I don't care about that so much. Because the internet
that's
is...
Why you have that's it. That's why you have 69 followers.
Well, no. I don't care when I... I have a fucking number system that I follow. I quantify everything, but
can you quantify how many followers you have?
69. Boom.
Oh, thanks.
I don't know what this clapping motion is, but like, the internet is already just an endless void of nothing. I figure if I add one more little bit to the nothing, people will just brush it off like every other bit of nothing that they see on the internet. Like, the internet's so big. You can ignore a few things.
A lot of things. And I mean, that's what Facebook has become.
Yeah.
So Facebook is awful. Terrible. It's just... Can't even stand it. The people I'm friends with are... I'm cutting it down as much as I can.
The thing is, like, with the thing on Facebook, no one's posting anything. So the people that think like that, like, I'm just contributing, like...
A bit to the nothing. That's why I don't do it on Facebook.
When the thing is, like, the bit to the nothing is only your shit. Because you're the only one posting.
Yeah.
So people just get annoyed of you completely.
Yeah, the reason I even post on Facebook anymore is because, like, I have an app that runs and just automatically posts
on both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I post to Twitter, post to Facebook, and, like, if I post a long string in a row, it throws them together.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, why not?
And the only thing that my Facebook has really become is sponsored posts
or
suggested stuff.
Yeah.
I don't care about this stuff, Facebook. Yeah. Fuck yourself.
Like, it's literally, five people post. Mike shares things. My aunt talks about Hawks games, and then someone posts a video, and then it's things that I liked like 5 years ago to be an asshole.
I hate that people.
Yes. So true.
I hate that the people's likes come up on my pages. Yeah. I don't care what people like. I care what I like. Post stuff that I like.
Or like right. It'll be like someone that this person knows tagged them in a photo.
Right. Like, it's
picture of someone else's family reunion. Do I comment? It gives me
there's this picture of some guy from like my freshman year track team. He was tagged in a photo. Not even him. It was some old lady. Some old lady that looked like Bill Cosby. I was like, why was he even tagged in that? Why is that even... why is the information now in my brain?
You don't need, like... There's too much stimulus with the internet. I love the internet, but it gets to a certain point. Like, I wish I could have something that just shuts it down for, like, an hour a day.
That's why I don't want to give my kids a phone. I hate how much I rely on my phone, but I don't want to give a kid that smartphone.
Give them a... What was it? The Firefly phone with five buttons.
Fucking track phone.
Yeah, five buttons. You press one button, police. One button, it's me. That's the only two buttons you need. Shut the fuck up.
Love you. Go to school.
Fucking walkie-talkies. Long-range walkie-talkies.
Right.
But then, you know, you don't give them the phone. All the other kids have the phone. They're the guy without the phone.
I want them to actually meet people face-to-face.
That's true.
But then they're standing in a circle and everyone's looking at their phone. They're just like... They're just pressing all the buttons on their little
Firefly. They're the actual sane people in the group. Everyone that can't handle awkwardness.
Yeah.
Well, sanity is really just based on the majority of people.
That's why, like, normal means average. Like, normal isn't normal. Normal is just average.
Yeah, it's just kind of...
The nails that are pounded in.
Those are the normal nails. Even if most aren't pounded in. I don't know what that meant.
Because those are because that's what the nails should be. And that's what people should be, just.
And that's one of the things that frustrates me the most is when I go out like somewhere with people and people just stare at their phones.
I put my phone on my side. I'll check it every once in a while, make sure everything's all right.
I check it if I feel a vibration, which isn't that much because I don't text people like back and forth like everyone else does. That's because I'm also incredibly lonely.
Oh, Chris.
with his scotch.
I'm sitting there in a dark room checking it every time I think I feel a vibration.
You ever have that ghost vibration?
I hate that. I get that all the time.
And it's like, it's because you think you're popular, people want me?
Oh.
Or it'll be like AT&T texting me.
Oh, my God. AT&T, because is your ringtone the, like, like their like trademark logo sound?
You know,
their advertisement sound?
I've never actually heard the AT&T sound.
Well, because it happens on the radio. So I have my phone here on like full blast on the console because the restaurant has to call me sometimes. Like,
right.
Hey, you got to get the pizza back or... You gotta remake the take because we're idiots. The radio station plays that advertisement and I'm thinking, fuck.
And it's just radio.
Damn it! Pisses me off. That's the little things that make me angry.
Like AT&T texts me, I'm like and then like when I check, because like sometimes I'll get the vibration in a conversation, it'll be AT&T. I have to act like it's something like, yeah, I need to take this. I need to take this.
You know
text.
What's something that used? I need to take this text as I put the phone up to my ear.
I don't get a lot of calls.
But you know, things used to happen where you could always use the excuse, "I didn't get your text." That used to be a thing.
You get your text.
You can't use that excuse anymore.
You really can't.
In the last like 10, like not 10 years, that's ridiculous. 10 years, it's like 5 years since I've had the smartphone.
Even
or
that
an Android.
Might be oversaying it. The first iPhone.
I've only had like one time where I didn't get people's texts.
The very first iPhone, which is pretty much the first smartphone, the first modern smartphone, came out in 2008.
Really?
Which was only
six
years ago.
Wow.
It hasn't been that long, and now people hate iPhones in general. Like,
I don't like
iPhones. There's a lot of
iPhones.
The only
thing that I wish I had an iPhone was the emojis, so that I don't feel out of touch with people on Twitter.
There's a lot of weird emojis. I lost my phone in my blanket, so I was going to That is it.
What did I put in my blankets?
I don't know if you what put nice. Your blankets for
sure. Oh, it's this. It's my candy.
You gotta say can't that.
Lose that one.
This is our lucky candy. This is gonna be in every podcast now.
Oh god.
But the thing with the iPhones that pisses me off is when you don't check your text right away and you just leave it, like, it'll pop up. I'll be like, oh, okay, I doubt you texted me. I'll get back to that.
That's a reminder.
Then it'll buzz again. I'll be like, another. And it'll be like, oh. Adagio is still just saying, okay, I'm not going to be there. And it's the saddest
voice they have. I like mine. It's got, like, the LED, like, little flashing. And it has even has different colors, blue for text, green for Facebook messages, yellow for Snapchat. Oh, that's
cool. That is pretty cool.
Yeah, I know what's going on. Red for it needs to be charged or something like that.
Mine just vibrates again.
Yeah. I'm due for an upgrade pretty soon. I'm very excited.
I like Android.
This fucking iPhone 4 sucks.
I have an iPhone 3GS.
Yeah, but you know.
Your problems mean nothing to me.
I can't get iOS 7 or any apps anymore.
That's right, because you have to have that updated software.
I can't. Half the things don't work.
Well, my phone's just slow.
So, do you know the S in 3GS stands for speed? It doesn't stand for speed anymore. It stands for just sadness. 3 G's of sadness.
Three.
Like, next to my reception, it has, like, 2 bars. Then next to my sadness bars.
It's full.
Full bars.
Full bars.
Occasionally it's 4, which makes me feel better.
Chris programmed it to have a sadness bar.
That's how lonely I am. I programmed my sadness into my phone.
Couldn't even program it to...
So I'm better able to detect my sadness.
It's like a mood ring, but only for sadness.
Like, that's how
it's always blue.
Just buy a blue ring. Like,
I'm did mood rings work?
No, they go based on however body temperature you have at the moment.
So if you're really warm, that means you're ready for it.
Oh, you're ready for it.
That's what red young, meant, but right? I'm ready.
Like, red was angry. Like, was red angry?
I think red was angry.
I thought that was black.
Oh, I thought black was hatred.
Anger, hatred, you know, murder. What are they all?
I don't know, maybe like maybe when you're angry, your body gets warmer. I don't know.
Like really warm.
And then when you're sad, your body cools down.
It's still pretty cool how they did that.
If that's the case, and that's cool, but
it's kind of weird how your brain does that. It's like you're sad, be cold now. Like why are you doing that,
Brian?
I was hoping I learned that in psychology, but we're just getting into cool stuff now. Yeah. The first couple chapters were awful.
From what I remember from people saying about first semester psychology, a lot of it was like social psychology.
That's because of a sociology.
That would explain it.
That's exactly why.
You know, that is why it was...
that's why it was like social psychology.
It was like social sciences of some kind. People are so stupid.
What idiots! They didn't realize they're in social psychology.
Oh, man. So, speaking of social psychology and like kind of roles and stuff... When you play video games, this is actually something to think about, though, because a lot of times it does go hand in hand. I touched the table.
You did, and I wasn't going to say anything until after the podcast.
But when you play a game...
What's the last thing?
What is the last thing at all?
I'm the host. I have a podcast.
I get to touch the table whenever I
touch
want.
It all. I've also... I set down a piece of hard candy in front of the microphone. I'm horrible at this. When you play a video game, generally, when it's an open world game, which you guys both play those.
I love open world. Yeah. It's my favorite.
Do you tend to be... Like, what kind of character do you tend to be? Do you play the bad character? Do you play the good guy? Do you, like... Like, I tend to want to be, like, a... I can't be a bad character, no matter what.
Good character, yeah.
I always have to be, like, virtuous and stuff.
Pretty much
not me.
Mass Effect... Any choice that they give you, it's going to be like the right... I'm trying to go for the right answer, good answer, I want people to like me.
I always went with the Paragon choice. Which is the good.
Yeah.
But like, 100% of the time, even if I agreed with the Renegade one more, I'm like...
I gotta be the good character.
People are gonna like me. I need people... Like, I wonder if that's it, because like, the characters like, around you...
I also feel... If I say it's like the alien character in Mass Effect, if I say something wrong to him, maybe I need him later. Yeah. Maybe I don't want to be pissed off at me.
But then, as it turns out in Mass Effect, if you're nice enough to someone, you will bang them. Very ambiguously, though.
Was that Mass Effect? Same thing happened in Saints Row.
Saints Row.
It was.
That's why I got confused because I didn't know which one it was.
I was accidentally gay in Mass Effect 3. Because I was always really nice to the guy who, like, he was super leveled up because I used him all the time. So I wanted to make sure I never pissed him off, and then they just started banging. I'm like, well. Wasn't planning on doing that. Was trying to bang Ashley, but no.
Yeah,
got the achievement.
I remember doing that in both games, actually.
Saints Row.
Yeah. Did you play Saints Row 4?
Yeah. I fucked everybody.
I fucked like Johnny Gang.
Yeah, me too.
I fucked the CID.
I'm fully equipped with pleasure.
You're like, oh, how's this gonna go down?
The only one who wouldn't fuck me was the vice president, and to that I was very upset.
I
fucked the vice president?
What was his name? He was an actual character in real life.
Oh, wow.
Anyone listening to this conversation just now is going to be weird. Yeah, fuck the vice president.
Do you ever fuck the computer guy, whatever?
Keep it clean, Adagio.
I screwed everyone.
Did you ever make love?
Whatever.
Every possible character, because I wanted to see every possible character.
Right, he's like, call me Dark Lord or something like that. I'm like, what?
It wasn't even like tongue-in-cheek in Mass. It was like serious, like, you're in love now. And then like in the next game that affected things for me. Like when
I stopped playing Mass Effect.
Like I hooked up with Miranda in Mass Effect 2. You can do that. Spoilers on the like 6-year-old game. Great game, Mass Effect 2.
I never played it.
My favorite of the series.
I played all of it.
I love Mass Effect. We'll get back to that. Hooked up with Miranda in the first one. I'm like, alright, that's cool. She was pretty hot. And then the next one, she was kind of a minor character, if she survived. Which is crazy to me that some people just die, and that's how it is now forever. But
I kind of like the idea of permadeath.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. It's
it makes you really like bond with the character.
Like, when... I'm going to get back to the Miranda thing. But when I was playing XCOM, I named my sniper guy Snipey McJones.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I had him through every mission. There was an achievement for having a guy through every mission. And on, like, the second to last mission, he pops open a door, runs through. Some guy was on Overwatch, which means, like, they're sitting there waiting. He comes through, blows him up with a rocket launcher. He's, like, critically wounded on the ground. I'm trying to get my medic over there to help.
Soap, no! Don't die, Soap!
He had one turn left. I got my medic over there. There was, like, an explosive next to them that blew up, killed them both instantly.
Oh man.
I'm just like, Snipey! And Christian's character. Didn't care so much about Christian's character.
Have you guys seen Prison Break?
Yes.
Have you seen all of it?
Yes.
Are you going to watch it?
I don't know.
He's not going to watch it.
This character's death, it's not going to ruin it. Remember when Bellick died?
Yeah.
You hate Bellick through the entire series because he's such an ass. And then fourth season, he's in this pipe and the water gets turned back on and it kills him. And you're like, oh, he was such an a-hole.
Yeah.
But because he did that one thing that helped them complete their mission.
I feel like in the last season, he was a lot more redeemable. Like, he was trying to kind of make up for a lot of the stuff he did. You noticed him doing that. And then in the end, he's like, it was a good death for him.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Because in the end, it didn't matter. They got over there like, fuck.
That's exactly how I felt when Andrea died in The Walking Dead. Like,
That's probably some big spoilers.
That's the spoiler. Season 3 of Walking Dead.
Yeah, anyway, I hated her throughout the entire season. And then when she died, I was genuinely sad that she died. And the way that she died was really sad.
I cared more about Milton or whatever his name was. I'm like, this guy, he's got, like, he's honorable, he tries to do things the right way, and then he just died like a bitch.
Yeah.
Just in a chair or something, like...
Still made me really sad, though.
I was hoping she would have died instead of her much hotter sister in season 1. Like, come on, they had that choice. They could have chosen the hotter one.
Oh, yeah. I don't really watch Walking Dead, but when you said her sister first season.
But yeah, so that was sad.
Yeah. We talked about this once already, but there are so many deaths in shows that affect you in ways that you don't expect to.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it's going to be a character you don't even realize you had a connection to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes just the fact that they're there.
Yeah.
in Game of Thrones season 3, not going to say who, someone dies in that show where everyone
dies.
Yeah, I know, right?
Damn.
But someone dies, and I wasn't particularly, like, they weren't, like, my favorite character, but they died, and I'm like, I didn't realize I had dreams for that
character. I wanted them to grow up and be big and strong.
Like, it was a moment where I was like, it was honestly the biggest plot twist, in my opinion, in anything ever. Like, anything ever. Ever.
Wow.
And,
ever. Ever.
In retrospect, it made sense. I've read the books, and there are bigger ones in the books. But at the time, big deal. Like, I literally sat there just with my mouth open, like...
I haven't breathed in a while.
No, I was breathing too. I was inhaling for a really long time.
I forgot how to breathe out. You feel so
good. And, like, there's a certain song in the show that's a big deal, and that song's playing, like, it's that song. And then, like, it just cuts to black, and you're like, you can't cut to black there.
Kind of like when there's a sad moment in Full House. That background music. You know what I'm talking about? It's like,
like when Michelle said that Uncle Jesse is getting married. It's like, we're still going to have lots of good times there, champ.
And right.
Like, you got it, dude. Like, you're like, why am I crying at Full like House at 3 the
music,
in the afternoon?
The music for like the message of the episode, like the reason why they wrote the episode, that's where they saved that music
right.
for.
Like, and there's some asshole somewhere sitting in a room like, this is a sad scene. How do I make it even more sad? How do I fuck with people emotionally?
Yeah, that's what you do.
Do you think writers almost hate their lives? Because they can create this incredible TV show, awesome story that millions of people love, and their life just doesn't live up to that.
Well,
being someone who writes things... No.
No.
Because you feel in a way like a demented god. Like, it's... Stay with me! I'm not crazy, but...
68 followers now.
67.
This is now a one-person podcast. I'm just alone talking in a room, but I have voices.
We're gonna bring in the old lady talking to herself. How you doing?
No, but, like, because you create characters, but you also want to create moments that, like, people... One, that keep people going, and that make people almost want to not keep going, in a way. So you'll create characters, and you get to a point, you're like, alright, this person's likable enough, they've got a nice backstory.
Let's kill
them. I think it's appropriate to kill this person now, and have it mean something.
That's pretty much George.
Well, with George R. R. Martin, what he does is he creates characters that you like, and he just decides to kill all of them.
All of them.
Like,
no matter how much you like him.
Like, he, in a way that I've never seen before, has created a completely realistic world, because people just die for, like, no reason. Like, there was a major character who just got sick and just died. Like, just like, yeah, he's dead now, and everyone's like, oh,
damn,
I guess that's not happening anymore. Okay. Like, you're almost, like, disappointed in a way. Like, oh, he just kind of, you know, he got sick. He ate something bad there, and now he's dead. Now what do we... Like,
and like, even like the more realistic when, I don't know if I should say names, but, like, the big soldier got that cut.
Yeah.
And he didn't do anything about it, and he got an infection and died. Like, how it should be.
Yeah, like he's just kind of...
It's really realistic.
Like, he's just like, ah, no. Only a bitch would die from this.
Yeah.
Two episodes later.
Dies.
I'm dying from this. It wasn't even two episodes. It was the next scene. He, like, he died. That guy had a really just intense death. But, you know, we'll talk about... We need to have, like, a spoiler-free episode to talk about something. Because it's so hard to talk about anything, because nothing's safe anymore. Yeah. Like, fucking Netflix.
Netflix, because people can always come back. Yeah. Like, I was trying to talk about Dexter in that one episode, and Troy's laying back here.
And complaining. Like, he's like, how dare you?
Like, you could have watched that. You chose... You
that came out in 2006.
You prioritized other episodes before that one. You've seen Scrubs 3 times. You could have seen Dexter, okay?
Yeah. You couldn't have found any time from between now and 2006 to watch that. little bit too much for you there. But, like, and nothing's safe even, like as far as criticizing things. You'll be like, man, that movie sucked. And someone will be like, that movie's why I stopped cutting myself. And you're like, I mean, it was okay.
Like, people wonder why they don't want to debate things, because you don't want to upset people. Because you don't know how people... how close they are to something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can be really close.
You never know how something resonates with something. And then you have to kind of pull it back. But, like, I mean, at the end was pretty good.
Right, right.
Yeah, I liked the end when she didn't cut herself. It was decent.
You learn as you get older. You don't talk about politics. You don't talk about religion. You stay away from
basically, people. You can complain about the weather.
That's about it.
Your weather and your job. Like, people complain. Why do people always complaining? They don't have good stories. Because that's the only thing that people really want.
You have to be able to be friends with someone. And even then, if you spoil something for someone, they hate you a little bit.
A little bit.
Like, you could like someone so much. I think liking someone... like, the emotion for love and hate are completely separate. And they're numbers that grow just together. Like, you like someone this much, but you also hate them this much.
Yeah, I know that well.
Someone in particular you want to talk about?
Of course not, Chris.
Someone who's not here right now?
Rooming with someone in college ruined friendships.
I fucking hate when people say that.
I worry about that.
I don't, not even a little bit. Like, not even, it's not going to ruin
the only thing that I'm worried about is maybe there's something I don't realize that Troy does at home.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Like, shoves bottles up his ass.
Or his thumb.
Should have stayed away from that.
As soon as I told the story, immediate regret. But you know what? It filled a few minutes. The sure 26 did. And you see, there's also another emotion.
I might even share it on Twitter for you because of that.
I'll beat you to it.
You know, listen, I have 181
followers. I will beat you to it. I shoved my thumb up my ass.
I was talking
Chris,
about the
podcast.
Chris,
are you really going
to... Why not? Why not?
Chris,
I'm not...
Chris, don't do that!
I was talking about
delete
the podcast.
Delete that right away! Chris. What are you doing?
Not the thumb up. The podcast.
Oh my god, why would you do that?
My bad.
I was going to share the podcast.
I shoved my thumb up my ass?
Shoved. It's not an active thing.
Just no, I didn't say shove, I said shoved.
Either way, why not?
I shove. It's a continuous thing. I always shove my thumb up my ass.
Just in general, guys, I shove my thumb
up. It's a reoccurring.
Shove is such a weird emotion. Not emotion, like verb for it. Like, it's like a shove, you know?
Like, not just putting, not just like...
It's not like it's got a little
like
slippy.
Like sliding it right in there. It's a shove.
Right.
Like, you're not trying to relax.
That was supposed to go somewhere.
Like, that's like you get home from work, you get ready, and it's like, ugh, I just gotta get that.
Ugh, I'm having a bad day.
We can't end on that. We can't end the podcast.
I can't believe it. You're lucky I told you to get rid of that. You probably would have been down to like 40 followers.
Nah, I'm sure that's not the worst thing I've said on Twitter. What do you think the worst thing you've said online is?
I don't...
Like, along the lines. I mean, obviously you can't get it verbatim or look at your Twitter feed right now.
I try not to post anything like too horribly offensive.
I type things controversial and then I delete them because I hate controversy.
Yeah.
I hate people saying, well, you're wrong. It's like, oh, I don't care if you think I'm wrong. That's why I got rid of this post.
I figure a lot of times when that happens, I'll just go the complete opposite direction and throw out ridiculous accusations.
Have you guys ever looked on your Facebook, like, 4 years ago when you first got one?
Oh, my God. Unfortunately.
I looked at, like, a 7th grade post, and it was me and, Lindsay fighting, and it's like, I talked like that? We had this conversation?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know if you guys noticed, but whenever I type something, I try to capitalize I try to punctuate correctly. I go back, I hate myself looking at nothing,
oh my God,
everything spelled wrong.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. I would punch 7th grade me in the fucking face.
The language that I
wiry glasses face.
The language that I used was ridiculous.
Like,
it's like I came straight from AIM to Facebook.
I feel like it's just baffling, like, what I chose to... It's baffling to me, like, even a week in advance. Like, why did I say that to anyone ever? There's no need for that.
Yeah, that's why I just don't put that stuff on Facebook or Twitter. Just stay away from controversy.
I just get too bored and or inebriated to filter things. Like, it's...
you inebriated. You put some stupid shit up there. I told you to get off of Facebook that other day. Or off of Twitter.
Yeah, I don't know. But,
Your ass needs to get off of Twitter. Then you posted like a picture of the Earth,
right?
With like red and blue.
Oh yeah.
I love this picture, Chris.
Stop. Stop.
Yeah, that happened. All right. So, anything you guys want to talk about before we?
No, this was a good podcast. You said going in the 3-person podcast, I was scared, but I'm glad we did it.
One last thing, I heard someone in class of the day describing this Kanye West game where there's a circle called the zone, and you're trying to keep all these floating Kanye West heads out of his zone, and the song is "Don't Let Me Into My Zone," playing it infinitely until you lost, and then.
All right, I'm gonna find that and drop that into the link.
Then what's his face shows up, Jay-Z's face says, "You let him into his zone."
Yeah, that's going to be in the link dump, and
I've never played it, but I thought it was funny to tell.
I want to play it right now, is what I want to do. We went for an hour and 20 minutes.
That's pretty good.
That's longer than most 5-person podcasts. So
hopefully it wasn't bad when we listened to it again.
Snaps for Adagio.
It's going to be bad.
I don't know. Snaps for Ryan, too.
Snaps for Chris.
Snaps for Chris.
It's going to be bad having to boost all that.
Yeah, you know, I'll edit it, you know. It'll be out when it normally is on Wednesday, so it gives me... Oh, it normally comes out on Friday. I have a week. We didn't talk about anything topical, so I have time.
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
Well, final word?
Ryan, give the final word.
Macaulay Culkin. Final two words, actually.
The final word is...
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.